Yes.
8:30 on the clock. Let's call to order here on January 22nd. Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Jurgens, Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Lytle, Byer, Setzer. Next thing on the agenda is to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
So move.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Any discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Next, approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items? Mr. Sykes? Bob?
Nothing.
Welcome to South of 41.
You
can invite me to coffee.
I will invite you.
Patty?
Not much going on right now. We're working on values for next year, of course, and then personal property will be going out, and then homesteads will be going out in February. So just kind of waiting to see what we've got to do with all our values for the new year. So,
what's the buzz in the assessor's world about any potential legislation? When would that take effect? You know, if they do decrease valuations, are there any counties running numbers, figuring what that would do? I know Myron and I have talked, 70% of our valuation comes from non-cities and villages. I think our neighbors, they're 90 to 94%, I think, Jefferson County, their ag valuation. Is that something we should just start running numbers on, just so we have some idea?
Well, it's kind of hard to say exactly what, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's going to have a what it's going to be if that goes. You're talking about going down to 65, right?
Yeah, that was the last discussion I was aware of. So,
I mean, basically, what it'll end up being is a tax shift. I mean, so, you know, that's what's, you know, I don't know what kind of numbers they run so far, because we don't know where our values are right now. I mean, you'd have to run your numbers from last year, because, quite honestly, it looks like Agland's going up another 15-20% again. Because we've got a 3-year rolling average. We take the 1 year off, we look at the 2 years in between, and we're pretty good. We add that third year on, and we're way down there on the ratio again. And right now we have to be between 69 and 75. So it appears we're working right now, but it appears like there will be another pretty good increase on ag again. So, you know, I haven't run any numbers to know exactly what, you know, what it'll do, but I mean, somewhere it looks like to me it would be somewhat of a tax shift, but
absolutely. Absolutely, it's a tax shift, and if you look carefully at the numbers, at least that I've seen, the local subdivisions are the ones that are going to get had. We're going to get had in the counties, the city's going to have, the school districts, everything locally are the ones that are going to have to pay for this, and this means property taxes. And I don't know any other way. It's like when the governor wanted to shoot it down and, you know, take our inheritance tax. And the governor doesn't seem to back off. He just seems to say, hey, we're just going to do this. And he doesn't have any alternatives. He just said, we need to spend our money more wisely. Period. Thought we were doing that, but maybe I was mistaken. I do. I think we watch our money. I think most counties do. They manage. We work with our elected officials to do the best we possibly can, and we'll continue to do that. But just to shove stuff at us, we're going to quit paving our roads and fix them up. We just let the holes develop and forget about providing for the people of Gage County. I don't want to do that. So that's my opinion.
We had time, so just want to start the conversation because we got time. So.
We got a lot, yeah. I mean, there's a lot you could debate about, a lot of, you know, different things, but I don't know. I mean, I think everybody's under the impression that we need a tax overhaul of some sort, but I don't think anybody knows how to magically fix it. This is a state that doesn't have a lot of revenue, you know. We just don't. And so that's a problem. And, you know, and sometimes everybody wants everything to be lower, which I get, but you start lowering stuff in small towns, and, you know, I wait for people to come to me to tell me that their property, you know, we look at them somewhat, but come tell me, because lower doesn't always mean better, because when you're lower, then your tax rates usually go up, especially in the small towns and stuff. Those are the ones that are really struggling. I don't know. It sounds to me like some of the villages are running out of money, and so I don't know what the magical answer is. This is an economy that I haven't seen this way for a long time. I mean, I think it's getting better, but the last 4 or 5 years have been very difficult. I mean, almost somewhat foreclosures are almost the market sometimes. So we'll just have to wait and see what plays out. I mean, the hope is everything gets better and prices for corn and everything stays up there. But if it doesn't, I have a feeling I'm going to be wanting to run. Because, you know, it'll take a little time when things start falling maybe the other way. It'll take time for the way that the law's set up now for me to catch up with what's really going on because of the 3-year rolling average and everything.
And just look across near small towns and villages. I think there was an article in the Beatrice Daily Sun yesterday or the day before that relative to the EMS and seeking volunteers and the amount of money that is saved basically by those volunteers giving of themselves to EMS, getting the training and serving. And you think what we try to give back to those small communities, but the people who go out on those calls are the guys who volunteer their time. They jump in and they take off and go help people because they volunteer. If we had to pay for all that, just the amount of money would be huge. And so what we do to help those small communities and what we do in EMS and sharing is vital. And where do those dollars come from? And we have so many of those. I look at public health. I look at so many things that we're doing. I look at our MAPS program. I look at the things that we're doing, and it's just so important that we're able to continue doing those things. And I think basically most people in the state of Nebraska understand that, but we probably need to keep telling that story as we see things coming out of the governor's office and out of the legislature and how important it is that we're able to do what we do.
When do the new valuations come out? By May?
May 31st,
okay.
I have to have my values set by March 19th. So, and then we have the state. What happens is I set my values, and then the Tax Equalization Review Commission, along with the Property Tax Administrator, then they kind of grade me on what type of, like, where we have subclasses, like all your small towns, the Beatrice. Then they grade me on where I'm at, like on, I have to be between 90 to 100 on commercial and residential, and then I have to be between 69 and 75 on ag land. So then once our values are set, and I work with my liaison really close to make sure, I mean, we work back and forth on what ifs right now, and then Ruth, which is the, Ruth Sorensen's a property tax administrator, then she makes a recommendation to Turk that I'm in compliance with what the law says. So,
where are we at on the range? Remind me, the 69 to 75%. Where are we?
Last year I went to 75.
You did.
And let me explain that just a little bit. That doesn't mean that everybody's property is at 75%. That's an array of 115 sales with a median point. Now I think most people, if they would take their tax statement, which especially in the farm area, they would take their tax statement, take their raw land, divide by 75%, take that to market value and divide it by the number of acres, I think you would still see that I'm fairly low. Now, I'm in the range according to the sales because I don't, you know, pick and choose. Most, every sale's considered good unless you can prove that, you know, it's between a family or there's something going on with it. So that doesn't mean that just because I'm at 75, you might be at a lot lower as a farmer, or you might be right on. I mean, that's just a number. That's not anything that says everybody's at 75. Nobody's at 100. At residential this year, I'm coming in at 100%, which means I really don't have to do anything, but we try to break it down, okay, with the properties that are selling, like what year of homes are out of that range. You know, we can break it down into queries and say, two-story homes are selling for X amount of dollars. We're at 78, 79%. Those may need to go up. Or a ranch style may be at 98%, you know. So we're looking at a lot of different things. So we have to do a lot of different queries. So, and at 75, we knew when we were going to go with that, with the sales that were coming in, we're still going to be low this year. So that 75, 100, those are just midpoint of the range.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean anything as far as, you know, we had one protest on there that said that, why did you go to 75? Well, I think if you look at what, if you take that farm and divide it, there's no way they would sell it for what we have it valued at. So, in my opinion, that's my opinion.
I think what Matt said earlier about maybe running some numbers is probably pretty valid. That way, you know, where you're talking another 15 to 20% increase, you know, maybe 2 years down the road, it's looking at going the other way or something. Maybe we need to run those numbers that way rather than running at the top end.
Well, the only thing we could do right now is run those numbers on what we believe our values are going to be, because mm-hmm. we're working that pretty closely right now, because March is just really around the corner. And then backing it down to if we had to go down to the 65%.
Yeah. I know the projections don't always come out to what you expect, but it's probably good.
Something going on with the irrigation, too. We've had a lot of people calling. I don't know. People want the exact number of irrigated acres now. We've had a lot of, I don't know if you know what's for sure going on with that.
It could
that.
Be something to do with the NRD.
It is.
They put a moratorium, 108 moratorium on wells being drilled in the lower Big Blue.
Okay.
And so you have to get a permit to do that. So if somebody, maybe somebody had purchased some equipment ahead of time to add a corner to it, to add a certain to their irrigation system, that's on hold right now. They can't proceed. That doesn't mean they can't do it down the road, but they're just
right. I knew there's been some calls, so I was going to call and see what's actually going on, because everybody wants their exact.
The Lower Big Blue is trying to come up with a program whereby they can, Nemaha NRD did it, some of the others in the state are, whereby they can basically evaluate that property and gauge it based on certain guidelines and give it points,
mm-hmm.
and then come down here and yes, you can proceed, or no, you need to come up with something else so that you get enough points to qualify. And the Nemaha NRD did it here a year ago. They said basically 80 to 85% of the wells that previously qualified would still qualify, but some of them just would not. And I don't know if the Lower Big Blue is going to end up with that same program or whatever. They're evaluating it based on their land and their area here, but that's somewhat what they're trying to do is trying to, you know, we've had some, I guess, individual wells that have gone, private property wells that have, you heard of some that lost water for a period of time some of the last years, especially 2 years ago.
Right.
And based on that, and some of the good guy I graduated with is in charge of the York NRD.
Mm-hmm.
And we had our high school reunion. I asked him, well, don't you have this problem? He says, we've got, I don't know, it was 12 or 16,000 wells. He says, we don't have to worry about it. And here in the last couple of months, he's been on TV, and now they're even. He said, we're one of the main irrigation areas. We don't have to worry about it. We got all the water we need. And now I find it kind of ironic that even they're starting to face some of those same questions, I guess, you know, issues, yeah, and how do you handle it? So
We've had it in discussion in our assessors. We meet quite often about, you know, whether there should be a difference in values on ones that irrigate out of the river versus the ones that have, you know. And then some wells don't pump, you know, very good gallons per, you know, whatever.
You and I have had that discussion.
Yeah.
Basically,
and we have
really
had
low
that
volume
discussion.
Ones.
The
yeah.
hard part is to know exactly what percentage of relief to give those, because mm-hmm. wasn't it 2 years ago that they shut them off?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
I think what the main issue the NRD has to decide is on they're not saying you can't drill any wells in the future.
Yep.
If the wells are going to be marginal that you're going to put out there, they probably won't okay them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're marginal wells. It's going to take two wells to serve as this pivot, or three, which some of them have. That won't happen anymore. I mean, that's what I've been told.
Well, for instance, I know when Nemohal went through theirs, they actually had a guy over there somewhere, because they go way to the Missouri River, but he was proposing digging four wells to get enough water to run one pivot. Well, that won't qualify no more. They're not going to...
You know, it's not real feasible either, is it? In your, I mean, there is
$8
it?
Corn. It pays now. $4 corn. I'm not sure.
It's done a lot more than you think.
It's done more than you think.
Four wells.
Yeah, four wells to get enough volume to run this pivot. You know, I mean, and that's just some of the
assessor though, and they can.
Yeah, but that's just some of the issues. And if you don't have no guidelines, then you're doing that on an individual case basis. Whereas I know Nemohal, what they strive to do was, these are our guidelines. Now, you come in and visit and you give us the data you have, and then we'll see if you fit, and then we'll see where we go from there. You know, I mean, it's not just the guy with four wells, he didn't get okay. Now, does he have some other way he can do it? And if not, maybe he can't do it. And I don't understand all of them because I don't know all of them, but I know the lower blue here, they're trying to come up with some kind of guidelines or some kind of program whereby they can evaluate them and give them points. Or that's their goal in a way.
Well, I know a lot of people have been in to visit with me when they're, you know, not pumping very many gallons.
Right.
So, and they want their value reduced. So.
Yeah.
All right. And if it rains buckets in the spring, we'll laugh about this conversation. All right. We'll stand adjourned at 8:46.